This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know that it's the most exciting way to spend one's first day back from a week of vacation, but President Obama got right to it today at the White House, a meeting with the heads of the eight main financial regulators, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Fed, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, to name just a couple of them. They're going to talk about Dodd-Frank and why 3 years after the overhaul bill was signed, so many of its rules have yet to be written. When rules are broken, the old ones or the new ones, enforcement and punishment sometimes follow. And of late, one bank in particular has been getting a lot of regulatory attention.
J.P. Morgan also back in the legal crosshairs.
The U.S. government reportedly looking into whether J.P. Morgan hired the children.
The feds are taking aim at J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Morgan is facing six federal investigations or lawsuits, and it's in line to unseat Bank of America as the bank with the most legal problems out there. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark explains how it got to the top of the target list anyway.
Every few years, you get a set of headlines that sounds like this. Legal troubles continue to mount for...
Please fill in the blank with the name of a large financial institution.
In the past few years, that blank has been filled by...
Goldman Sachs.
And then...
Bank of America.
Right now, it's J.P. Morgan. Why? Why now?
There tends to be the equivalent of what in football is referred to as piling on.
Harvey Pitt knows a few things about federal investigations of big banks. He was the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission from 2001 to 2003.
Once an entity comes under scrutiny and people are looking at its records anyway, specific problems in other areas may come to attention.
And as more problems come to attention, there's a bit of a snowball effect on the company's reputation, according to Georgetown law professor Donald Langvoort. He also used to work for the SEC, and he says when it comes to laws governing big banks, the lines between legality and illegality can be very fuzzy.
Which means sometimes you're tempted to either give somebody the benefit of the doubt or not. When the company's reputation is flying high, you tend to give them the benefit of the doubt. When the company's been dragged through a lot of scrutiny, not so much.
And when, in the meantime, the CEO of the company has been vocally speaking out against federal regulation, like Jamie Dimon has been, that might get the company a little extra attention from the feds. But Langvoort and Pitt both say the government doesn't do investigations just out of spite. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.